Listening to. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hi Bob, I'm working on a project about database management and I'm a bit confused about some concepts. Can you help me?
Sure Alice, I'd be happy to help. What specifically are you confused about?
Well, for starters, what exactly is a database?
A database is an organized collection of data that can be easily accessed, managed, and updated. It's used to store various types of information.
Got it. And how is the data organized within a database?
Data in a database is organized into tables. Each table contains rows and columns where each row represents a record and each column represents a field of the data.
I see. I've also heard a lot about SQL. What is it used for?
SQL stands for Structured Query Language. It's used to communicate with and manipulate databases. You can use SQL to query data, insert new records, update existing records, and delete records.
That makes sense. What are primary key and foreign key used for in a table?
A primary key is a unique identifier for each record in a table. It ensures that each record can be uniquely identified. A foreign key, on the other hand, is a field in one table that links to the primary key of another table, creating a relationship between the two tables.
Interesting. And what about an index?
An index is used to speed up the retrieval of records. It works like an index in a book, allowing the database to find and access data more quickly.
I've heard about normalization and data integrity. How do they relate?
Normalization is the process of organizing data to minimize redundancy and dependency. It helps in maintaining data integrity, which ensures that the data is accurate and consistent throughout the database.
What is a schema in this context?
A schema is the structure of the database. It defines how the data is organized, including the tables, fields, relationships, indexes, and other elements.
And what is a transaction?
A transaction is a sequence of operations performed as a single logical unit of work. It ensures that all operations within the transaction are completed successfully or none at all, maintaining the integrity of the database.
I see. What are backup and replication?
Backup involves creating copies of data to protect against data loss. Replication is the process of copying data from one database to another to ensure availability and redundancy.
How does big data fit into all of this?
Big data refers to extremely large datasets that require advanced methods and technologies to store, process, and analyze. A data warehouse is often used to store and manage big data for analysis and reporting.
Thanks, Bob. This is really helpful. Can you quiz me on what I've learned?
Of course. Here are some questions.
What is a database? An organized collection of data. How is data organized in a table? In rows and columns. What does SQL stand for? Structured Query Language. What is the role of a primary key? To uniquely identify each record. How does normalization help maintain data integrity? By organizing data to reduce redundancy. What does a schema define? The structure of the database. What is replication used for? to copy data from one database to another for availability.